okay, and you borrow from them. So the giver of the usury also been cursed. Doesn't matter if he's one or more, doesn't matter if he's individual or institution. The receiver and the giver of usury, and also the witnesses, those who recorded, the notary, the person who signed it, who approved it, okay, like you have officer to approve the loan, you have a notary notarize it, you have a person to check the signature, you have a person to be a witness, okay, that means whosoever involved to process it, okay, so there is one going to give and there is one going to take, or there is some more than one person going to give and some that more than one person going to receive, and there is other people involved to process it. In what form and formality going to process it, if it's one or more, all of them are involved and all of them going to be cursed by Allah and cursed by His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So usury is one of the major sins, and doesn't matter if the person giving it or taking it or writing it or watching it, witness it, or helping to process it by any means, even if you sweeping and cleaning this area, because the people are not going to do business in a dirty filthy place, okay. So people who mop in the floor in the bank also, they are getting this, the smoke of the entrance at least. The security guard who's standing there, the people who commercialize it, even the person who wear a t-shirt, say C&S Bank as example, because he commercialized it indirectly. They did not understand, love you, giving you a t-shirt for free. They given it for free, but they bought their names of their bank. So when you wear it and you walk in the street, you are commercializing their bank. Okay? So anybody who relates to the interest by any means, directly or indirectly, he is involved in the usury. And let's see the next hadith, which is page number 291, and this hadith number 696 or 696, it depends what version you have from the book. Hadith number 696 عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الربا 73 بابا أيسرها مثل أن ينكح الرجل أمه وإن أربع الربا عرض الرجل المسلم رواه ابن ماجه مختصرا والحاكم بتمامه وصححه. This hadith is a collection of Imam Ibn Majah and Al-Hakim, and the hadith is authentic. The hadith is reported by Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, what the meaning is, usually the 73 branches, different types of usury. Okay, usury has 73 categories. The least, okay, like if you're talking about steps, the least in sins of this 73, the least, the lowest that you get out of sin dealing with usury, that means if you are not the giver, if you are not the taker, if you are not the one who can witness, if you are not, maybe you understand you only do something small, minor, like I say, a person who's sweeping the floor. The least sin that you get is equal to a man committing adultery with his own mother. This is the least. Can you imagine a person who eating the usury, clear-cut usury, is no doubt about it, giving and taking. The least person, the smallest portion of sin that involved in the usury is equal to a sin of a man committing adultery with his own mother. Not committing adultery with any woman, no, with his own mother. You know how serious it is. Okay, the adultery itself is haram. Can you imagine if somebody will commit adultery with his own mother? Huh? It's understood. And the very essence of usury is violation of the honor of a male Muslim. Somebody curse you, you curse him and he curse his father. He curse you, your father, you curse him and his father and his mother. You see, we understand Islamically that you can eye by eye. Okay, now when your Muslim brother, you talk about him bad with no right, especially talking about his family or about his honor, this is something very, very serious. Okay, now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us this is a type of usury and this is worse than any other usury. This shows us that the honor of the Muslim is protected, is honored, respected, and that we shouldn't be backbiting each other, slandering each other, talking about others, try to defame others and put people down, or try even to curse them more than what they curse us. Because now this will be usury. He curse you once, now you curse him twice. Okay, so it was not an even, but was more. Okay, because we said that usury or interest is what? To increase, to have more. Right? وَإِنَّ أَرْضَ الرِّبَى عِرْضُ الرَّجُلِ, the honor of the Muslim. Okay, because this thing is something very serious. And the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 697. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا تبيع الذهب بالذهب إلا مثلا بمثل, ولا تشفوا بعضها على بعض, ولا تبيع الورق بالورق إلا مثلا بمثل, ولا تشفوا بعضها على بعض, ولا تبيع منها غائبا بناجز. This hadith is the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim. The hadith is authentic. The hadith is reported by أبو سعيد الخدري من الله ببليز وزهيم ذات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فبيد the selling of gold for a gold unless it is the same amount for the same amount equal gold is gold equal amount 10 grams 10 grams and don't make one amount greater than the other. Somebody says this is gold coming from Arabia and this is gold coming from America. Okay? No. You still have to sell gold by gold. Gold by gold. You could not take 10 grams of gold. You could not have 10 grams of gold and take 12 grams of gold from me. You give me 10 grams, I give you 10 grams. Okay? The same thing apply to the silver. Okay? Don't sell silver. Don't sell silver for silver unless it is the same amount and don't make one amount greater than the other and don't sell for ready money sum of it to be given later. Okay? You could not sell 10 grams of gold. Okay? With 10 grams of gold later on. Okay? It have to be in the same time. These 10 grams later can be a different price. Okay? So when you're selling gold by gold, it have to be an equal amount and to be in the same time. When you're selling silver, buying silver, you give him the same equal amount of silver in the same time. You could not say, I buy 10 grams of silver with 12 grams of silver of yours. Neither you can buy 10 grams of silver and I pay you 10 grams of silver after a month. Okay? Alright? So, in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbidding both kind of usury. Riba al-Fadl and Riba al-Nasi'ah. Riba al-Fadl that he's selling one with greater amount of the other. And Riba al-Nasi'ah, the other kind of usury that he's selling in something for a later. And you pay later for it. Okay, you could not do this in this kind of material. Gold by gold in the same time. The same amount, silver by silver, the same amount in the same time. The hadith is authentic. The next hadith will show us more items that will involve in the usury or that you could not sell it with a greater amount. This hadith number 698 عن عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذهب بالذهب والفضة بالفضة والبر بالبر والشعير بالشعير والملح بالملح مثلا بمثل سواء بسواء يدا بيد فإذا اختلفت هذه الأصناف فبيعوا كيف شئتم إذا كان يدا بيد رواه مسلم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in this hadith, which is authentic in the collection of Imam Muslim, reported by Ubadah ibn Sabit, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what the meaning is, gold is to be paid for with gold, silver with silver, wheat with wheat, barley with barley, dates with dates, and salt with salt, same quantity for same quantity, and equal for equal, payment being made on the spot. If these classes differ, same as you wish. If payment is made on the spot, okay. So now I could not say to you this salt, Alexandria salt, okay, this Melh Rashidi and this Egyptian salt, okay. I take 1 kilo with 1.5 kilo. No, 1 kilo salt, 1 kilo salt, okay. Barley, wheat, one amount is one amount on the spot. 5 gram is gold, 5 gram is gold, okay. 10 ounce of fedda, silver, 10 ounce of silver. Dates, this is all dates, this is fresh dates, still 1 pound by 1 pound, or 1 kilo by 1 kilo, or 1 measurement with the equal measurement, okay, equal payment, equal amount. But if the types is different, I'm buying gold with salt, buying silver by gold, I'm buying dates by barley, this is not the same now, okay. This is 6 items here, you could not increase the amount, okay, you could not increase the amount. But if any buying one by the other, now can be different, as long what you don't it in the spot. So I'm selling 1 gram of gold with 10 pounds of salt. Okay? So I'm paying for 10 pounds of salt, 1 gram of gold. And I'm going to give you the gram now. I take the salt now. Why? This is 2 different classes. Okay? So is 10 pounds or 100 pounds of salt? Or dates, and giving you 1 gram of gold or silver, it's okay. Okay, why? Because the classes is different, the types is different, and the bargain is done and cash on the spot. Okay, I mean cash, that mean whatever items that you give him as a price for what you buy. So we understand that usually it will take place in these 6 classes or 6 types, gold, silver, dates, salt, barley, wheat, that we could not buy the same class or the same type of thing with the other with more, because this will be usury. We can increase if 2 different types of materials that we're using, if I can use this term, as long as we give it on the spot. Like I said, gold, and he's giving you salt. Dates, and he's giving you silver. Barley, and he giving you dates, okay. Now an increase. What I increase, I take 10 pounds of barley for 5 pounds of dates. Okay? Alright.
It's up to the people making the...
Yeah, we're going to make it, you understand?
So you don't have to sell the same, I can sell to somebody else for 10 pounds and get 4.
This is your business. Uh-huh. Is what you call
green water.
According to some people, the market is free as long as two different things from these six things. Uh-huh. Okay, and you giving me whatever you giving as paying for what I'm giving you on the spot. Now I'm going to buy 10 pounds of this from you with 1 gram of silver. I can go and buy 10 pounds of this from him with 0.5 gram of silver. Okay? It doesn't matter. The next hadith hadith number 699 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذهب بالذهب وزنا بوزن مثلا بمثل والفضة بالفضة وزنا بوزن مثلا بمثل فمن زاد أو استزاد فهو ربا. This hadith reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim, so the hadith is authentic. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gold by gold, same weight, equal amount, silver by silver, same weight, same equal weight, even. Anybody who increase or ask for increase will be what? Will be usury. Will be usury. So you could not give more, neither you can ask more, or otherwise you'll be involved in usury. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, gold is to be paid for with gold, both being of equal weight and the same quantities. Silver is to be paid for with silver, both being of equal weight and of the same quantities. If anyone gives more or asks for more of it, it is then usury. So now you will be dealing with haram. Hadith number 700 عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه عن أبو هريرة من الله بيبليز وزهم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استعمل رجلا على خيبر فجاءه بتمر جنيب أو جنيب فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكل تمر خيبر هكذا فقال لا قال لا والله يا رسول الله إنا لنأخذ الصاع من هذا بالصاعين والثلاثة فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تفعل بع الجمع بالدراهم ثم ابتع بالدراهم جنيبا وقال في الميزان مثل ذلك متفق عليه ولمسلم وكذلك الميزان. Okay, this man who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had put him in charge, okay, in Khaybar, right? So he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with good dates. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked him, is all the dates of the town of Khaybar like this? He said, no, Prophet of Allah, we buy one sa' two sa' or three sa'. Okay? He said, no, it's not all the dates like this. But we make a bargain. We take one measurement of this and we buy two and sometimes three of the other kind, because this is the best kind. The other one is not that good. Okay, it's not a brand name, whatever you want to call it. So the Prophet ﷺ told him, no, you could not do this. Alright? You sell this one with whatever, and after you get your cash, now you can go with the cash, buy from the good date whatever amount that you can buy. Okay? So, as example, I will sell 3 pounds of this less quality dates for 2 grams of gold. Okay? Now with the 2 grams, after I sell it and I have my 2 grams of gold, now with the 2 grams of gold, I can go do what? Buy from the good dates. Now whatever the 2 grams of good dates going to give me from the good dates, this what it is. Okay? But you could not buy this by dates by dates. If you buy this by dates, you have to do what?
The same amount equal.
Okay? The same amount and equal on the spot. Otherwise will be what? Will be usury, will be interest. So the Prophet ﷺ told him you could not do this. This hadith is authentic. Rasulullah ﷺ, from narration that reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri and Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ had appointed a man over Khaybar, and he brought him dates of a very fine quality. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, are all the dates of Khaybar like this? He replied, I swear by Allah that they are certainly not. O Allah's Messenger, we take 1 sa', as I said, this is like a measurement. 1 sa' of this kind for 2, that means 1 sa' of the good date, for what? For 2 of the less quality. And even for 3, that means sometimes. So Allah's Messenger said, don't do so. Sell the mixed dates for dirhams. Okay, with the money, with the gold. Then buy the very fine dates with the mix, with the dirhams. And he said that the same applies when things are sold by weight. Same thing applied to things what? Sold by weight. Okay? So this doesn't apply only for things that you measure. So if they selling the things by weight, kilo, so it will be what? 1 kilo by 1 kilo. Otherwise you could not give him 2 kilo of this rice, okay, and get 2 kilos of the other rice. You won't buy the good fine rice, sell 2 pounds of this rice, get the cash, take the cash and go buy the basmati rice as example. Whatever this cash will buy from the basmati rice, this is your business. But you could not in measurements and weight, you could not buy the same kind with what? With more. Otherwise will be what? Will be usury. The next hadith عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن بيع الصبرة من التمر لا يعلم مكيالها بالكيل المسمى من التمر. That hadith reported by Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, the hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi. So the hadith is authentic. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade the selling of the quantity of dates which you don't call subra, that mean like a pile. Okay, the people come and bought it on top of each other, became like a small pyramids, or you call it pile, is it? So he forbade to sell a pile of dates with a measured dates. I say to you, how much you buy this pile of dates? He say, I give you 2 pounds of these dates. I say, okay. No, you could not do this, because you don't know how many pounds in this pile. You see? So you could not do this. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade selling a quantity of dates whose measure was unknown for specific quantity of dates. For another date, that the quantity is known. Okay? Because this also will be usury, will be riba. Okay? This is a lot, maybe 5 pounds, and this is 2 pounds. So take this pile and measure it or weight it, and now you take the same amount from the other dates. You don't like it and say, no, this is better dates and this is bad quality. You go sell this, get the money, and after this buy the other dates. Otherwise will be what? Will be usury. Hadith number 702, وعن معمر ابن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما رضي الله تعالى عنه قال إني كنت أسمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الطعام بالطعام مثلا بمثل وكان طعامنا يومئذ الشعير. This hadith reported by Muammar, and the hadith is authentic. It is in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, food for food of the same quantities. The narrator of the hadith, he said, our food at that time consists of barley. Okay? And as we said, ash-sha'ir or barley is one of the things, or the 6 things that the Prophet ﷺ said that it have to be what? Sold the same amount. Okay? Equal to equal. On the spot. Okay? So he said, Rasulullah ﷺ said, at-ta'am bi-ta'am, food to be sold to the equal amount of food. Okay? And the hadith is authentic. This hadith, which hadith number 703, وعن فضالة ابن عبيد الله ابن عبيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال اشتريت يوم خيبر قلادة ب12 دينارا فيها ذهب وخرز ففصلتها فوجدت فيها أكثر من 12 دينارا فذكرت ذلك للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لا تباع حتى تفصل. فضالة, may Allah be pleased with him, he bought in the day of Khaybar, after the battle of Khaybar, necklace, and he bought it with 12 dinar. And in this necklace was gold as well as stones. You know, there is a special stones, what you call this, it's not like a stones what you found in the street, you know what?
Gem stone.
Gem stone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like diamonds.
Yes, diamonds and things like this. Okay. So he said that, and after this I separated the gold from the diamonds or from the stones, the expensive stones, and I found that it has more than 12 dinar. He bought it with what? He bought it with 12 dinars. Yeah. And he, how much gold he found in it? 12 dinar plus the stones. You see? And he found in it more than 12. So what happened here? He bought gold with other gold and he got more. Plus, he got the stones there. So he went and he informed the Prophet ﷺ and he told him not to be sold until you separate it. So you have to know how many dinars in it, because the dinar is gold, okay, that time. And that you sell it according what? If it's more than 12, if you have 15 dinar, you sell it with what? 15 dinar of gold. And now you sell the stones what? Separate. Okay? And the hadith is authentic. Narrated Fudala, may Allah be pleased with him, I bought a necklace for 12 dinars at the Battle of Khaybar, and there were gold and gems in it. So I considered I considered them separately, and I found that it was worth more than 12 dinars. I told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about that, and he said it must not be sold till the contents are considered separately. Okay, that means you have to separate the gold from the gems, and after this you sell the gold by itself by gold, and you can sell the others with whatever that you want to sell it. This is hadith Samra ibn Jundub radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha an bay' al-hayawan bil-hayawan nasi'ah. Okay, رواه الخمسة وصححه الترمذي وابن الجارود. This hadith reported by Sumra ibn Jundub, and the hadith is صحيح لغيري, that is sound as a result of other narration, is not صحيح by itself but as a support for other hadith. And the hadith in collection of Imam Abu Dawood, At-Tirmidhi, An-Nisa'i, Ibn Majah, Ahmad, Ibn Al-Jarud. And as I said, the hadith is sahih lighayri, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade selling animals for animals when payment was to be made at a later date. Okay, you sell me this camel and I will pay you later by camel. Okay, but how big the other camels? Okay, because later how big the other camel is not present. You see, so here this will be involved some kind of deceiving or usury or something is not known to the buyer. So now I'm selling you this camel which is 1 year old. Even if you're going to give me a camel 1 year old later on, how big it is? The age is known, but one camel 1 year old is maybe 500 pounds and the other one 600 pounds. You see? So here is not for. So the Prophet ﷺ had forbade to sell a camel or a cow to a cow paying later. But if you have a camel in front of a camel, you see this camel, I give you this camel, give me this camel, it's okay. But now you give me a camel for now, I pay you later by camel, but later this could not be done. So the Prophet ﷺ forbid the selling of animals for animals when payment was to be made at a later date. The hadith number 705, and inshallah this is going to be the last hadith, at least for now. For Salat al-Maghrib, inshallah, because the brothers in Washington, they have to break for Salah, and I think we also have to break. Yeah. Maghrib is in?
No, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
we stop here inshallah, because this is next hadith will be a little bit longer, and we'll see if we continue after Maghrib or not inshallah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Inshallah there is a possibility we try to, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Inshallah we'll continue with hadith number 705 for page number 293. This hadith reported by Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma qal, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا تبايعتم بالعينة وأخذتم أذناب البقر ورضيتم بالزرع وتركتم الجهاد سلط الله عليكم ذلا لا ينزعه حتى ترجعوا إلى دينكم. This hadith which reported by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him as well as his father, the hadith is authentic. That Ibn Umar narrated, he said, I heard the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, what the meaning is, when you will sell anything on credit to anyone on the condition that you will buy it back for a lower price, follow the cattle, refer the grattled, and give up jihad, will make disgrace prevail over you and will not strip it off from you till you return to your religion. إذا تبايعتم بالعينة, العينة which is a form of transaction forbidden in Islam, and this is a type of usury, and he had given one example of it, that you sell your product for a price for the person to pay it later, and after this you turn back to buy the same product from the buyer for less price. Okay, so I will sell you my car for $5,000 for you to pay me later, $5,000, and now after you accept this transaction, I buy the car from you for $3,000, I give you the cash. Okay, so this is called عينه, because العين لازالت او ترد على صاحبها. We call عينه because you buy the same thing that you just sold it for less price, and the man, he got some money so he can take care of his business, and same time he still owe you $2,000. Okay, there is a different types of عينه, but basically is the transaction dealing with usury and interest. So the Prophet said, if it happened to be your condition, you Muslims, that you dealing with each other, dealing in usury and transaction, وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقَرِ, that you follow the tails of the cows, that mean buying, selling cattle and things like this, okay, وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ, that you became content and satisfied with cultivation. That mean the Muslim became his major concern is this life. Business and making money. This is what it is. If it's in a form of cultivation, okay, which is plantation and harvest, or in a form of selling and transaction, which is selling cattle, okay, became millionaire, became a businessman, became rich. So became this is your main concern. And he made it very clear by saying what? وَتَرَكْتُمْ الْجِهَادِ, that you neglecting striving in the cause of Allah by fighting the enemies of Allah. So now you're dealing with easy. You're content with this life. You neglect your main obligation of da'wah and fighting fi sabilillah. What's going to be the result? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make disgrace prevail over you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alaykum zullan, humiliation, disgrace you, put you down, okay, that will prevail over you, and this will situation will continue to be with you until you come back to your religion. From this hadith, we see the seriousness of dealing with usury and neglecting the jihad, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it obligatory, and your main concern became this worldly life and what is going to be the result after this. Thank you. I was looking, I see what's happening to the book. The next hadith, which hadith number 706 in page number 294. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من شفع لأخيه شفاعة فأهدى له هدية عليها فقبلها فقد أتى بابا عظيما من أبواب الربا. رواه أحمد وأبو داود والحديث حسن إن شاء الله. From the authority of Abu Umama, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what's amazing is whosoever intercedes for his brother and that one gives him a present which he accepts becomes guilty of a serious type of usury. Okay, shafa'a, intercede. You go before the ruler, the emir, or the chief of the tribe, and you ask him, forgive this man or give him his property back or whatever it is that you try to intercede, not for breaking the orders of Allah, but you try to go to somebody who is in higher authority, asking him to be kind to this man or to be good to him or not to punish him unjustly or whatever it is. This is your job as a Muslim towards your Muslim brother, and you are not supposed to do this except for the sake of Allah. If you did